If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
This part, we love cussing, we love singing, everything we can't do in the first 8 minutes, 8 seconds.
All right.
Did you guys hear about the SVB bank failing?
I didn't even hear about it. My mom told me. And yeah, you know, I thought my mom was on that side of TikTok where it was just all that shit that's like not even real. And then I called my accountant and he was like, oh no, that's definitely happening. It's just that those banks that are going down, they just made really, really bad investment decisions. They're not conservative at all. And that sounds like something an accountant would tell.
A lot of startups in Silicon Valley affecting it big time.
Yeah,
because we were out there at South by, you know, during text with all these startups there, and everyone was just in Austin.
Boom.
What?
Gotcha. You said Texas.
I didn't say the state.
Well, now it's said. So
sorry about it.
That's why we need to get back on the gold standard.
A gold standard of not saying it?
Gold standard for the dollar.
have real gold.
Money needs to be backed by gold.
Gold where people can just steal it from you?
Well, no. It used to be you would take your dollar and you could go redeem it for that amount of gold. It had a value and it would be stored there. But now all of the currency in the world, I think 96% of it is digital. There's only 4% that's actual paper currency.
But wouldn't it just be so difficult to just run this country by everybody having gold?
Well, you could have the dollar, which is like an IOU, and then it's redeemable for actual value. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Money.
In a way, yes.
So like you can't go to the bank right now. If everybody went to the bank and went, I'm going to go pull out my money, you can't, because they take your money and then they go invest it. And that's why it collapsed, is because they're taking it and they're spending all your money that you have stored.
See, all of this, it makes sense conversationally. Yeah. I can't ever participate in the conversation. I was having breakfast one day in Austin with like a former secretary of the Air Force, and they're talking about it. I couldn't say a damn sentence.
You just said,
Mr. Chatty Matt King. I'm like,
The thing is that like just most people, including me, just don't understand it. And you have to know everything in order to give your input.
It's crazy that they don't teach. Money is the most important thing. Everybody talks about money. It's like what we're all working for. But in school, they don't teach you about money. They don't teach you where money comes from, how it's created.
Right.
They don't
know.
If you're in economics, a little bit, but nothing to where you need to learn, or as much as you need to learn when you're
growing. The craziest scam in the world.
Yeah. I mean, It's wild.
It's insane.
Got to keep the people where they're at.
Keep them guessing.
Keep them renting.
Keep the system as it is.
Keep them as employees. Horrible.
Should we run the intro?
Let's just hop into it.
Are we trailing our mindset?
This is wild. All right. It's comedy time, baby. Woo! Welcome back
to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
Matt has something to say.
It's a holiday.
Happy Pi Day.
Well, good thing Heath doesn't like pies.
You don't like pies.
He just talks out of his ass.
No, wait. No, somebody said that you didn't like pies. I heard this maybe 5 days ago. That you don't like pies.
You guys are chatting about me not liking pies?
Yeah, it was a big heated discussion.
That's a big rumor going around. Yeah.
That's what you guys are talking about.
Do you like pies or do you not like pies?
I like certain pies.
I fucking knew it. I knew
it. Key lime pie?
Yeah, yes. not every pie is great.
They're not all made equal. Cherry pie? I don't know who eats just a mouthful of cherries with crust.
Watch yourself. That's pretty good.
The fruit pies I don't get. I don't get apple, cherry, tomato pie, any pie that's like not chocolate or key lime pie or something like decadent like a cake, I don't get why people eat it.
Remember the dad at Jimmy Neutron was like, "I'm going to start a book of all the different pies."
Or chocolate. Pie.
Chocolate pie?
Yeah.
Pull up chocolate pie.
No, there is chocolate pie.
It's a slab of chocolate with crust. That's my type of pie.
No, I need something inside.
Crust, fudge, and whipped cream.
I've never had chocolate pie.
Yeah, look at that.
Zane.
That's a lot.
Decadent.
And you know why I started liking pies? Because of the Hershey pies and Burger King.
Hershey pies are great.
Hershey pies at Burger King.
Yeah, you get the little wedge.
Apparently they still have it because I was talking about how they don't have it anymore, but someone told me that they had it still.
Wow.
Yeah.
One time I was high in high school, we pulled up to a Burger King and we asked if they had any extra and they gave us four. And we were stoned and we got for free. And we were laughing so hard because we couldn't believe
it. Are they small or are they a good size?
They're pretty small.
They're pretty small. Okay.
That's the type.
Yes!
That's actual size too.
Oh, and it tastes just like it looks. Well, yeah. Welcome back to Unfiltered. Thank you for joining us on another episode.
I'm feeling so good off that Cremacha, that starter kit, y'all. I have been having it every morning. It has been making me a new man. I love it so much.
And do you have it with oat milk or almond milk or just water?
The oat milk that we have at the house. I need to experience some almond milk. Patricia loves the almond milk so much.
I've tried it with almond milk. It didn't hit like oat milk. I'd rather have it with water than almond milk.
Almond milk is just runny.
It is. It's not thick enough. I need it thick, especially if I'm drinking my milk.
Dude, I love athletic greens and stuff like that. That stuff's good too.
That's you're supposed to drink that on an empty stomach in the morning, right?
Yes.
Like that. Okay.
Don't drink it at night. You take athletic greens at night? Well, I had the dupe athletic greens. That's just the superfood greens.
Yeah.
I thought it was 8 p.m. at night. I go, ooh, I didn't take my greens today. I'm going to do it. I was up till 5 in the morning, man. I saw the sun rose.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of caffeine?
It's so hard to put your finger on it. I was just awake.
Weird.
Sometimes
I get scared taking any vitamins or anything like that because I feel like that shit keeps you up if you take it too late.
There's nothing worse when you can't.
Except for L-lysine. I'll pop that bitch like candy.
Oh, God. Heath, Mariah.
Yes.
I'm sorry for y'all's loss.
Oh, I know.
Zane, when he got the call, he got off the phone. He's like, oh, my God.
Everybody. Okay, so.
Were you making fun of me?
No. We were laughing at the way. The first thing I said when you answered the phone, remember, we're on a call with Joe.
Yeah.
And you answer and I go, there you are. And all of a sudden Heath is silent for a second. I'm just like, uh-oh. And I didn't know what it was because it didn't seem that serious. But at the same time, it seemed a little serious.
Right.
I thought maybe you lost a ton of money or something. It just looked not that big of a deal, but it's still a big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized it was
not that big of a deal.
So what happened?
Where do we even start? So our chicken, Flo,
mm-hmm.
First of all, God rest her soul. She was the best chicken in the world. Like, incredibly friendly. We taught it how to jump, do tricks. It would be in the house hanging out. It would sit on the couch.
You know how people say, like, my dog's like a human. This chicken was like a dog.
This was chicken number one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn. Some people say their dog's like a human. This chicken was like a dog.
You were able to pick her up. She got herself in a position. She would walk in front of you, get in position, lift her wings for you to pick her up every
time. She liked being pet.
She loved being held. She slept in your arms. Mm-hmm. She knew every morning to come to the kitchen doors and wait for us to open it. She'd peck at the door. She was just not chicken-like. Jordan he's owned hundreds of chickens in his life, and he's never met a chicken like this before.
Yeah, it was unlike any other chicken for sure.
So I went out to go take out the trash, and I was walking by like the front yard, and I saw like a bunch of feathers in the grass. I was like, that's really bizarre. So I walked over and I saw the rest of her in the grass. She was attacked by an animal.
Oh no.
And was kind of ripped apart. So then I freaked out. I came running in and I got them, and we all went out and saw her. Then we buried her, said a little prayer.
Where at?
In the backyard.
Don't tell our landlord.
That's so funny. When I found out you guys buried her, in my head I was like, I wonder if the landlord would be okay with that. Because
I don't know.
Because that's considered like you're burying a dead thing.
It's a chick. It's a chick.
It was a dog.
Okay.
Get it right.
I know, but on the ethics of it, birds die all the time.
Yeah, okay, look, can I?
Like, it's a bird, yeah. You can't control a bird dying in your backyard. It just happened.
Okay, I'm saying this in the best way possible.
Okay, come on.
Okay, look, okay, so I get it. I mean, this chicken was awesome, right? Awesome chicken. It was unlike any other chickens. You could hold it, and you know, it was really, really, really cool chicken. I guess it's hard to wrap my head around how
being emotionally attached to an
You were
to an
very
animal.
Emotionally attached to the chicken, which I understand when you're emotionally attached to any animal.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard for me to to understand that when, like, you know, like 2 weeks, stop. When
it's not like seven cameras are recording
when,
right now.
Like when just like, you know, 2 weeks ago, you're like slurping on a chicken wing. You know what I mean? So like in my head, it's like, it's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
Oh, you love chickens. Yes.
Like we all love to eat chicken. Like so them chicken bones.
I stopped eating meat for like a while. Like after we like got the chickens, I was like, I couldn't eat meat. I had a really uncomfortable feeling about it.
Oh, okay. So, and that was because of Flo.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now this makes sense.
Weirded out by eating meat and animals.
Got it.
Just
okay.
Because I was like, I saw the personality and the way this animal was interacting. It's not like it's a dog or, you know, something like that. So seeing an animal on a pet level that isn't normally a pet, like, made me feel really uncomfortable.
God. Okay. Now that makes sense. 100% in my head. I was like,
But
I love my chicken.
But however,
when you put in a lemon pepper,
really messed up. We were having a craving and we got honey chipotle chicken crisper.
I'm out.
So while I'm eating the chicken crisper, I walked outside to take the trash out and I saw it. So like, it happened while I was eating chicken. And I about lost it. I was like, okay, see, I wasn't supposed to.
So you ate chicken once and then that happened. So you think it was like,
much.
Do you think it was like the gods?
I don't know.
What do we think got it? Like a chupacabra?
Oh, I got the son of a bitch.
So,
wait, okay. So are we 100% sure was this thing?
Well, okay. So we started doing research because we do have...
All right, go, sorry.
We do have raccoons, skunks, coyotes. We've had them all in the yard, right?
Yeah.
But it happened during the day.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we didn't hear anything. And then it happened right in front of this little hole that goes to like the basement where a cat has been hiding.
There's been a cat under our house for like a month and a half.
If it was like a hawk or a coyote or something bigger, it would have been taken away. But the fact that it was in this one spot.
Yeah.
The feathers weren't everywhere. It was just in one spot. She was just laying there.
Yeah, so obviously.
It was the cat, and this cat doesn't have a home, so we're just assuming she was starving and desperate, because normally cats wouldn't do that unless they're desperate. And then Jordan found the other chicken.
Can't cats just be aggressive in general sometimes?
Cats typically like kill for sport, not necessarily like always for eating. They just, in their nature, they just will kill an animal. They'll kill a rat or kill like a bird and then leave it. They're not just going to sit there and eat it. They'll just, for the fun of it.
Right.
But yeah, so it was, her body was right where the cat goes under our house, and I see him there all the time. And I've always been like a little bit worried, but I'm like, I don't think the cat's going to do anything. So I just like brushed it off. But when I went out there and I looked and I saw the feathers, I saw like scurrying under into the hole where the cat goes.
Shit.
But I didn't really like see the cat, but I know where it goes in.
And it's sad because these chickens are so good with other animals. Like dogs hunt them too. I looked that up. Like they were like dogs would attack them. She's so good with Rue. She's so good with the squirrels. They mind their own business and they share with other animals.
Play.
Like, yeah, they play with the other animals. So we just like, I don't know. It was very like.
I think it does. Like, I think we haven't had a big dog around Flo yet, right? Like a bit, like a scary, like a pit bull or like a.
No.
Okay. I'm just curious if like a bigger dog, like a grown pit bull would like attack.
There's dogs that walk. We've had neighbors like walking their dogs, like whatever type of dog they are. They walk and they're like, do you have chickens? And they're like, our chicken and the dogs sniff each other every day because they go right up to the gate.
Oh, cool.
And then we let one lady come in with her dogs and play with the chicken.
Oh, wow. Okay. So y'all running a whole. Okay.
We're doing the damn thing. We just narrowed it down. It was the cat. So we put a trap up and caught it in the morning, right?
The cat? You caught the cat?
Caught the cat.
And Mariah's wearing a new scarf today.
How'd you catch a cat?
It's taxidermied. It's on the mantle in the guest house.
You bastard. Don't do it to the cat.
It's just a trap. You know,
it's like a small animal trap.
Oh, like a humane trap.
Yeah, so we put food in it, and then when it steps on the little foot plate, the back door will close on it.
Just because they have another chicken running around.
Did the cat go, how long was the cat trapped for? Like, did the cat go, get me out of this?
It was very calm.
It was probably like not even an hour in the cage.
It was raining that day. So say that's what the cat, I have a picture of the cat I'll put. But we kept her in the guest house. Gave her some tuna.
It was probably so hard for you to do that.
Any animal.
Looking into the eyes of my child.
As soon as Jordan told us, like, we got her, me and Heath ran in there for blood. We were like, let's get this bitch. And you walk in there and it's like, it's an animal. This cat, come on. The cat was adorable. Like
it was a really cute
cat. She was orange with like these green eyes, and she was just quiet and sat there and just scared. It was raining. Yeah. She was homeless. Like
it was a girl?
I think they think it's a boy actually.
Yeah.
I can check.
So we kept him and named him Garfield.
So
in honor of Flo.
We brought her to the Humane Society. Is that what it is?
It's getting put down.
No.
I'm kidding.
Like an animal shelter in Burbank.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The one by the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Someone ends up finding the side of the highway. Like
stop.
We brought her there and I think things are looking good for her. They looked at her and they were just like, she's not aggressive at all.
Yeah, they said like normally if it's like an aggressive stray or something, they'll know because you can't like go up to the cage. They'll like start attacking at the cage.
Yeah.
But it was a very calm cat.
And they're checking for a chip and then the owners have like 6 days to pick her up.
Yeah, so they're going to check and see if it's chipped. And if not, they just get it like cleaned up and then they put it in their like adoption area.
Okay.
So you can adopt
it. She's cute, but get her out of here.
Look. Okay, this is an investigation now. We need to check her nails to see any DNA from Flo. Because we don't know if she's she's a suspect, number one suspect, but we don't know if the cat killed Flo.
But and she
we
did need have she did have dry blood on her nose, so that's
what. Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, you didn't see it? Yeah, it was all over her nose.
I want to see like a pet detective. Like I want
Ventura.
I want to see this case solved. I think that'd be pretty. Like in honor of Flo.
I think I got my closure.
You did. Okay.
I think so.
Things have been pretty peaceful since you got rid of the cat.
Yeah, because now Flo's not eating all your food. You have some food now.
But yeah, it was very hard to look that cat in the eye and forgive. It really was, but it took a lot out of us.
That's good.
And I think
are we getting another chicken?
We did get two more chickens.
You did not.
Yes.
You already got them?
Yeah, now because you can't just have one chicken.
Where'd you get the chickens?
They get lonely.
So we went and actually adopted, I'm going to call it Flo's sibling. We went to the same chicken market in Chinatown.
Oh.
It was a little depressing. Like, you walk in, it's like Chipotle.
They're all ready to be
killed. They have each type of chicken and the price, and you're just looking at the menu.
It has a picture of different breeds of chicken.
Oh, wow.
Like, it shows a full picture. So it'd be like brown chicken, like the red-looking chicken, then it'll be a white chicken.
And these are for people to buy to eat?
A fluffy,
silky chicken.
Oh, hell, that must have been like hell for you.
So we walked in there again. Confident. We walked in there and then me and Heath got like cold feet and we're like, Jordan, you ask, because we were going to ask for it live.
That you're not supposed to get it there live.
People are walking out with dead chickens.
But they have live ones in the back that they're like butchering.
Why am I so shocked? I'm like, I might go to Cane's after this. Do you, how much is one chicken?
They're like $15.
Why didn't you get more? You didn't want more?
I mean, we have a small coop. The coop fits three.
They already didn't like the fact that we asked for it live. They were like, no, we don't do live chickens. And then Jordan was like, give me a live chicken. What? Like, please.
Why is that?
Probably because it may be illegal to give away a live chicken. Because then the establishment of the business is not like for meat. It's for like livestock.
Yeah.
And with livestock, if you're selling livestock, I think you need to have a whole different type of certification to do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
But this chicken is also special.
We really thought we were going to get another Flo.
And we opened the box. This one's beak.
We opened it. We were all so excited. We opened the box and we were like,
it popped its head up.
This thing is the ugly duckling.
It's like the chicken from Moana.
The top beak is cut in half, like clipped.
The beak is all crooked. It has like an underbite and it's like they lay opposite from each other.
Oh, hell no. Feed it to Garfield. Let the cat have it.
But we only
want cute chickens up in this.
But she did good. Like the ones that come from the market.
She's friendly though.
The ones that come from the market are so
timid.
Their whole life they've been in this little box or cage with stacked boxes and cages on top of them and they haven't moved. They haven't eaten. So when she got in the car, she was fine. She just sat there and she was quiet and she was falling asleep. And she was looking at me and she was doing this weird thing with her eyeballs. They were dilating like really fast, like in and out, in and out. So I was like, what the hell is this? And I looked
it up. I think my chicken's on drugs.
It literally said, Google says that they're saying, I love you.
Oh.
Okay.
So I kind of was like, all right, you could
stop. I got to see this chicken. Y'all have like a picture of it?
It's so funny because it's almost like she tries to mimic the other animals around her because she doesn't know how to be a chicken. Like she sits, she looks like a duck. She stands with her feet together and her neck looks like a hawk.
It's a really interesting chicken.
She like doesn't make noise until there's like a bird making noise and she'll like mimic the bird sound. This poor thing just like doesn't know how to be a chicken. So we got her and then on the way home, Heath found this farm. And we were like, let's just grab another chicken from this farm. So we go to this farm and this is the most beautiful farm
I've
ever seen in my life. It doesn't stink. There's no bugs.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, they had every animal under the sun.
There was emu.
It was pavement. There
and you
was
could
flowers.
Buy any animal from their farm?
Yeah, they had,
I guess,
they had
we
horses,
walked in and they were like, whatever you want.
Whoa.
But they were expensive. How
this
much?
Next chicken was $50.
$50.
Wow. $50.
And they already caught it. And I was like, oh no. And I felt bad because if you saw this farm, I felt bad because I was like, this chicken's about to downgrade.
Yeah.
They were selling chickens or did you just go to a farm and go, can we buy?
No, they sell them.
Yeah, we gave them a call before. We were like, hey, we're in the area. Like, do you sell your chickens? And they're like, yeah, come on down. Like, they were just so relaxed. They were very, very nice people. It's called Gigi's Farm.
Gigi's Funhouse.
Gigi's Funhouse.
Gigi's Funhouse.
So...
Imagine that's what they but called like you a could like chicken.
Rent, you could rent it out for like a birthday party or like throw events there. They're
okay.
Like, whole koi pond. There was llamas, a whole bunch of stuff.
So we brought them home, introduced them to...
These are the two new ones. Guess which one is the rich chicken.
I can see. I mean that one looks like it's worth $50.
It's
I'm
gorgeous.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's like gorgeous.
I'm gonna call him Cookies and Cream.
Wait, let me see.
The one that's like a reddish brown. Her name is Paprika. Oh,
yes.
Paprika? Paprika. The pretty one?
No. The
ugly one.
The one that is the color of paprika.
Oh, God. Okay. And the
cute though?
The other one, the type of chicken it is a Barred Plymouth Rock chicken.
Oh, that's a name?
But it looks like super punk rock. Like this one's got like good spikes.
Yeah, so we wanted to give her like a punk name or like a unisex name.
Like
Tomboy.
Something cool.
Okay.
So we call her Stevie Chicks.
She's a little rocker.
So we got Stevie Chicks and Lil P.
Yo, what are chickens?
Look
Yo,
at
like,
it.
I'm sorry, my brain. You ever look at an animal so long, you're like,
What is it?
I know it's a bird.
I know. They're.
But I'll tell you what chickens are.
But it's almost like it's, I don't know.
Do you want to see what chickens I want? Type in Silky.
They're so
I
cool.
want about 100 of these.
Oh my God.
No, Mariah, it's like a, no.
It's a poodle.
Look at it. Look at it.
Wait, what?
That is gorgeous.
Okay, wait. I've seen when there's not a lot of hair on them. Like, I think I've seen it like that. But I have never seen it all puffed up like
Jordan,
that.
Wait, Jordan, type in baby Silky. Let me see how small they
are. They're so cute.
Look at that. On that one.
Are these like toy chickens? Like, or people buy these for just to lay at? No one's eating a Silky chicken, right?
They had them at
the
menu.
Market. Yeah.
Silky chicken?
And yes. They didn't have any left. We were like, can we do the Silkies? And they were like, we don't have any live ones.
You want to see something?
I mean, what the fuck are we reacting to, y'all? That's just a burnt chicken.
It's, like, No. It's no. Black skin chicken. That's the chicken.
That's what a Silky is.
Oh.
I bet the Kardashians get that one.
I don't know. It looks yummy to me.
Look, the meat is black. Look at
that. Wait, Jordan, what's that one at the top in the middle?
I mean, does it taste like?
Yeah, what's that? Is that real?
I don't know.
Did y'all eat any of that? Or
yeah,
yeah.
Eggs are not babies, by the way. They're not babies.
They can it be like either or?
No, because we don't have any roosters.
Yeah, it's fertilized.
So funny. Okay. Like everybody we talk to, they're like, "How do you know if it's like alive or?"
Oh my
and, like,
goodness!
And like explaining it to them is really fun.
Yeah,
because they don't.
I figured people would get it.
And then people feel
it.
Much better about it.
And then
they're
when
just
they
like,
realize,
oh, that makes sense. Okay.
When they realize it's the period, then they're like, "Wait, what?"
Yep.
Yeah. Can I ask you guys a serious question?
Zane, you sent me a video the other day of an egg. of a duck. Of a duck laying an egg.
Just pushing it out. The whole thing. We watched the whole way through, and it was definitely satisfying watching a
duck.
Dude,
I know we don't need to watch it.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Can I ask you a serious question, both of you?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you guys like see stuff. We see stuff sometimes in this house. We hear stuff sometimes in this house because it's like kind of like a haunted
Okay.
You know? But do you guys ever hear, like, maybe in your sleep or just like, you know, when you're walking, just like a like from
no,
Flo.
But yesterday,
however,
we buried Flo in the yard, and there there are doors in our bedroom that lead to the backyard, which is right where she's buried. Okay. Yeah. So she's buried in front of our bedroom.
Oh God.
Yesterday
we would go out this door to like go let the this chicken would come in through that door into our room.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday Heath comes over to me and he's like, did you not close that bedroom door? Now, we haven't been out that door since we buried her.
Okay.
Because like, I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, he goes, did you go out that door before? Like, it's not, it was open. And I was like, I haven't been out there in a week. And he was like, the door is wide open. So at, like our bedroom very door strange. Was wide open.
Does
the
it?
Other day.
You know how doors, when
it
the,
locks.
When,
we all, it's always
we
locked.
Always have it locked.
Oh, okay. But it's, like when it's unlocked, does it like move? Is it
no,
like, you know, there's
it like clicks.
It's like, it's like one of, it's like a door knob. Like it's a
got it. Got
door.
It. Okay.
But yeah, the door was open. And,
so I think she was trying to get in.
I think
in.
We took it off.
I don't know. Call me crazy.
She's trying
call
to get
crazy,
in.
Call me crazy, but.
The chicken came in.
Laugh all you want, Zane.
All right. Well, I'm really glad you guys got like two more chickens. That's and they're beautiful. I don't know about paprika, but the other one's really nice.
We've been on chicken for, oh, can I say a story about what happened to me in Austin?
Oh, it's all about Matt.
No, well, wait, I was just thinking ahead.
We've had a death.
We had a good story. Well, I know we had, and I had another fire story.
And that's fine. And you just want to breeze right through it.
How long were we on chickens for?
Doesn't matter.
Not long enough.
35,
it'll
40 minutes?
It'll never be long enough.
One day, something really important, you will
I
die.
Still can't get over the fact that you guys were laughing about me crying chicken.
I wasn't laughing like, ha-ha. I was more like just giggling. Come on. If this was the other way around, you'd be doing the same thing.
I was worried about how like how long you'd be like down and out for.
It was a few days.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. It was a few days. We mourned.
But know? I understand now because you stopped eating chickens. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's just frustrating because we will actually never have another chicken like that. That's what's annoying.
Yeah, that's
like these two little shits. You have to chase them for 45 minutes just to grab them. It's very annoying. Like you breathe and they're running. I'm like, I just sound like attached.
All right, let's hear about Texas.
No, I don't want to bring it up now.
Had the best chicken
guys,
fingers.
Well, Matt went
no.
to-
No. Oh, yeah, wait,
Matt
sorry.
Went to, I'm saying Matt went to Texas. He went to the Southwest South By Festival. It's a big tech a concert festival.
It's tech film. It's not like a music festival. It's like a conference that happens.
They should call it Texas.
Oh,
Bubba.
I bet-
The Texas.
I bet someone has made that pun at South By.
All right, throw me a bone here.
Just admit that it was good.
That's creative.
Mariah, it's probably been done.
That is
come on,
really,
we're ruining the flow right
I
now.
I like that. You got to come next year.
You know what?
But yeah, there's like film.
Tell us about
tech.
Your big nerd convention.
Zane, it was a lot of fun and a lot of innovation.
No, I'm kidding. I've actually always wanted to go. I've heard great things about it.
It's a blast. It's really, really cool. Every day and like every party you go to is just like something new. Imagine going to like five different, you know, events or activations in like one day. It's pretty cool. And at night, you know, there's like fun little parties and stuff. And then also you can just still go out and about in Austin. Not the whole city's fully committed to the festival. But met up with some friends. We had a nice time. We saw Group Love. And then we decided to go into like East Austin. East Austin is like old Austin.
I would love that.
Oh, Mariah, it's so cool. It's a lot of like really cool, like hole in the wall bars and like dance halls
just, like,
and
old
stuff.
Old town.
Yes. Really cool.
I love that.
Really cool joints. And we're walking and Kevin's like, oh, I want to go to White Horse. It's this really cool like dance hall kind of thing. Small, but awesome. We're walking down the street and, you know, we've been drinking all day.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh, we know you, Matt.
You're in full party mode.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just me, my brother, and his friend, Leo. We're walking across the street and I see this guy yelling at this girl, like verbally getting in her face, like, you fucking bitch, fuck you.
Okay.
And she goes, please stop. Like, she was like moving her arm off him. And Kevin and I, we all like kind of like hustle over, but we're at a distance. And we're like, hey, are you okay? Like, to the girl, we're like, hey, are you okay? She's like, get this guy away from me. And we're like, And we like are walking with her, and the guy's like still behind us. And I go, it's gonna be okay. What's your name? She goes, Maddie. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom!
What,
dude? Right from behind, I get like
you,
me, get slammed by this guy. This guy goes, get the fuck away from her, bro.
Oh my god!
I'm like, I'm like running, falling. I'm like running, falling, like for like five, because it was like the concrete was at a slant. I'm like going downhill. I'm like for like, and luckily, I don't hit the ground. I like stand
you try my to get feet. Like your feet under.
That's good.
You I said turn that. Around and he's like, "You want to fucking go?" And then my brother and I, we all look at each other. We just dart and book it.
No,
around. You left her.
Well, no. The girl. Well, we all. Kind of, like, no, the girl.
I thought you were about to read some ass.
The girl.
Like he went to save the day.
Yeah, no. I would have swooped her up and ran. Yeah.
The girl gets in an Uber. There's like this whole kind of moment where we're like, "What the fuck?" She gets in an Uber. He then like is like, "Come on." And then we go, and so we run on the side of this.
Wait, why does it sound like set up? Like she ran into an Uber? Like
she dipped out fast because this guy's attention was just focused on wanting to kick my ass, and she got out of there.
Okay.
We made sure that was fine.
Okay.
At least Kevin did, but all of that was fine. And then I'm just like, this guy just is trying to straight up wants to attack me.
Was he big? What did he look like?
Oh, shorter than me.
I figure. So he felt insecure.
He kind of looked like he was related to Scotty Sire. Like
okay.
Oh, all
I mean, Irish looking, shorts, kind of stubby.
I wish we could get a picture of the two of the. I love seeing.
Oh, this guy was a chump of a dude. Like,
was she hot?
A little thick. She was cute. She was a cute girl.
Nice. All right. So this story's going good.
Do we know if they were dating? Was he a stranger to her?
I do not know. I do not know.
So you turned around. He wants to go.
So wait, no, we're like, I'm like running. I just want to get away from this guy. The girl's fine. I'm just now a target from this person. And the last thing I'm going to fucking do is get down deep into the concrete and get in a fucking street fight in East Austin. Absolutely not. I would want to enter this bar. I'm running around the corner, and I'm like, "Get this guy away from me!"
You're away from the festival at this point. Like you're
there's no yes, there's no festival.
Sorry, sorry. Like the grounds of the don't
there
you
weren't
need,
like, a lot of people super close, but a lot of people were walking around, but it's not like packed. It's not like we're down on dirty.
So it's like Salt Lake City. What's that? The movie
film festival.
Yeah. It's kind of like that where it's like everywhere. It's
Austin's a big city.
Yeah.
We weren't in a super dense packed area, and it's probably like 11 o'clock at night.
Ah, got it. Okay.
And I'm like, I ran a corner and it's like, you know, a bunch of tech people are out there. So it's all these like kind of software engineers guys. And I'm like, guys, help me. Like, I'm like, get this guy away from me.
And I wasn't
trying,
you?
I wasn't trying to get them like to fight for me. I was just like, let's just group up in a pack to confuse this guy.
Yeah.
Cause I was just
he probably
like,
doesn't even really know what you look like. He's just following. Like,
and he keeps walking down. And then Kevin and his buddy Leo, they run after me or run with me. And we're like, let's get into this bar and maybe we'll lose him in the bar.
Yeah.
Or we'll get away from him. We think he's like, stop following us.
I'm surprised.
And then we're in line for the bar. And then all of a sudden we look up the hill and this guy's just coming straight for me. It was
he by himself?
Yes. Oh. By himself. Super sad drunk. This dude is like clearly,
Looney Tune.
And then we're like, fuck. And we're like, and I'm trying to explain to this bouncer, I'm like, guys, please get this man away from me. There's this guy who's like just attacked me or like pushed me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then luckily I had like $100 like cash in my pocket and there was like a $10 cover. And the bouncer, because we're just trying to get into this bar.
Yeah.
We're trying to explain, like, do not let this guy in. Do not let this guy in. And the guy's like, hold on, $10. All right, hold on. And then this guy keeps getting closer and he's just looking at me dead in the eye, getting closer. And to the point my brother's like, Matt, calm down. And then my brother's like, oh my God, sir.
Get him away.
He's getting so close. Like,
damn, Matt, you should have recorded the whole thing. It was probably intense, I know, but I should have.
My heart had not pounded out of like such fear in a while. And I was just like, and then finally, the guy goes, I'm like, that's him, right? Please don't. And he goes, all right, you get the fuck away from here. You are not coming in. He like yells it to the guy. Yeah. And I was like, thank God.
And then he went away.
And then, well, then Kevin and I, we like walked around and like, we were like outside, but we were kind of looking to see if he was still out and about. But no, yeah, he got away. He got away. And then I left like the bar like an hour later, and I looked and I walked outside and I looked at the top of the corner and he was there. He didn't see me, but I went like
away. You were on high alert for the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy was just gone then. Mm. Like he had one mission, like being that drunk like that.
If I had hit the concrete, like if he pushed me and I fell, I bet he would have just like rocked my head in the thing. Like, oh my gosh. It was also that level of fear. Also, I've been having like kind of like this anxiety for like the past few months. Not severe, but I haven't been hurt in a long time. And I keep having this fear like something is about to hit me. Yeah. Or like sometimes when I'm at my computer.
Haven't we learned with these thoughts? Let's not.
Don't have them, because then it's going to happen.
Well, it did happen. It did happen. Is I finally happened. Or when I've been on my computer, I'm always turning around because I just think someone's just going to come up with a baseball bat out of nowhere.
Lately, I've been having a fear of getting hurt too. That's why I like try, like, it's weird. No, I get what you're saying though. Like, I have this fear of just getting hit by something.
Yeah.
Just being swung, being hit by a car.
I think because we watch so much TikTok junk, and it's always like this near miss or something falls and gets hit. And I'm like, when's that going to happen?
Exactly.
I can't even remember the last, when was the last time you were being chased and you were like, I can't.
It's been since grade school.
Yeah. Like the fear of being chased.
Yes. Just like, I felt like I was like in this action comedy. Get this guy away from me.
I think in that setting when everybody's around and someone's chasing, I would almost like laugh, but like it was just you and your brother. It could have been a little like more intense.
Oh, it was definitely the biggest moment was just like, oh my God, this guy has just like attacked me.
Yeah.
And then it was like funny us being like, once we knew we were that close to a bar, if we were like, there was nowhere to go. If it was like at 2 a.m,
yeah, you would have had to defend yourself.
I would have gotten like on a bird, and like zipped away. I'd be like, beep, beep, see ya.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling. But when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
I don't want to engage, but the thing is, though, I would, if someone was getting attacked, if like
somebody's
someone
up
was
in your face,
yeah. What do you want to say?
That's definitely, you're definitely not a fight. Like you wouldn't be able to defend yourself.
I'm not
in a
getting in
like
fucking street fights. I'm not going to jail.
I'm just saying, like in general, I feel like you can't physically hurt somebody, even
yes,
if they're
I
hurt.
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. All right, I didn't
oh,
know.
Oh, fuck yeah, I can.
Okay,
do I choose to engage in combat? Absolutely not. I think it's a very, like, honestly, like a very...
Dude, you were in Texas. You could have called it for a street
duel. All my friends who get in fights, I think it's a very low... sorry, I'm not...
No, it is. No,
I think it's a very, like, low intelligence thing of like, oh, I'm going to get in fights. Oh, you fucking did this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, let's settle here. You're dumb. It's all my... never mind.
Yeah, but unless like they are
you would defend yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If somebody was like attacking any of my loved ones, I would of course go into a mode of combat. Mm-hmm. But choosing when to choose your battles, like if a guy just pushed me, okay, well I'm not going to be like, you disrespected me. Yeah. Nobody fucking pushed me. I'd be like, I'm not, my level is not of that level pride. Like, you're a crazy person. This and moment is not continuing.
And I'm the same way. If I got pushed like that, the first thing I would do is not go up to him and hit him.
Yeah.
Like I just, that's,
see, you're taking,
because if they're willing to take it that far, what else are they going to do that's worse than them pushing you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You also and I don't just know don't, if they have anything on them.
Exactly.
So. People feel so validated by getting into fights.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's
like,
a lot.
That's how they like feel like they did. I'll be like, bitch, I have so many better things I want to do with my day and my time.
Hey, period.
I've got a lot of cool tech to see tomorrow. I'm
it would have ruined the trip. It would have like, it would have just been like such a dud. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, you did what you
had
to do.
Well, I'm glad you saved the girl and you got away.
Yeah. I was good. It was a little bit of a
distraction. You've been saving a lot of people lately in Texas.
Who did I save?
I don't know. There wasn't that girl that like the whole roofie situation.
Oh yeah, Texas? No, yeah. That happened out here. My friends from Texas were visiting.
Oh god. Oh, so you're just like an international hero.
You know, there you go.
Very good.
We're gonna save somebody in Japan. I already know it.
Oh, 100%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hopefully it has nothing to do with that gang that's out there.
There's a gang?
The Yasuka?
Yeah.
Isn't it the Yasuka? Am I saying that right?
Yakuza. Yakuza.
But Yakuza's good. They're the ones who like prevent crime from happening.
Okay, what's the dangerous one out there that like
I'm pretty sure that's what the mob said too.
Well, they are a mob, but they're the ones, I think that they keep a lot of crime at bay though. I don't know. I've been like watching some, I know they are like, you don't want to run with them, but.
We somehow join the gang out there.
I'm very excited to see people dressed in American 1950s like clothing.
Oh yeah, a lot of army wear is like big time. Is high in demand, thrifted out there.
I really can't wait to see the fashion out there. Mm-hmm. Dude, I feel like they dress the best out of anybody.
I know, I'm nervous.
Yeah, we're gonna have to step it up, bub.
Step it up.
I'm fired up.
We leave in a week.
I know.
I have no idea what to expect.
I got nothing.
I've been looking at like some videos to help me just get it. Sometimes I feel like watching videos kind of like ruins that like surprise, but I just wanted to see just how.
Yeah, and that's it's just, what it is. I want to be moving. Shocked. I just want to be shocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone's moving like it's like New York City. It's like, it's just like constant. Like people are in and out. But like, it's just, I feel like it's just so much more beautiful than New York City. Like I personally think New York City is like trash.
Of course, trash. It's filthy.
I think just being entranced by an entirely different culture that is like so very technologically advanced. Like we already think like, oh, America, we got it all. It's just they're also their way of doing things has been like so thought out of like the best, like whether it's like a freaking umbrella dryer that you stick in before you go into a store, you're just like, huh? Like
just the
level of
and,
like
and, how much and they... what's gonna be so fun about this too is like if we were to go to New York or Chicago, we're not gonna like go to a hole in the wall place. We're gonna try to find like a nice restaurant because we're out here for a few days. But I feel like because we're in Japan, I feel like we should go to all the hole in the wall places. Let's go to all the local spots. Like, why do we need to go to like the nicest restaurant there?
I want to eat like a local.
Exactly. You want to be treated like a local. You want to like live like a local.
There'll be so much stimulation or like things.
Don't want to like embarrass myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do a stupid American thing that I don't know is like silly.
There's a few things that like just really I'm basic scared. Things. As long as you follow those,
search
I think
on TikTok
fine.
What not to do in Japan, and there's. I love freaking TikTok. How many videos there are that are just quick and to the point that'll explain like what not to do.
I'm curious to see how people treat us out there, too. Like just the way we dress. Like who knows? Like what if we're dressed in a certain way and we're all together, we're all like the way we look. I would just wonder how it will be out there too.
I think,
I don't know.
I'm excited about it. It's so funny. It's hard to talk about it though right now because we just haven't seen it all that we can have or just.
I am super, super excited.
Oh, it said my thoughts on the Oscars, huh?
Why Matt? Why Matt?
Oh, because we know I'll have an opinion. No, I'm happy. No,
there was honestly nothing. The Oscars had like nothing of juice. I watched it specifically because I didn't want to miss another hit again.
I think it was the most I had that all the pictures I guessed right, I like had only like three wrong the entire night, which is crazy.
Yeah. Everything Everywhere All swept up the floor. You know the movie?
Mm-mm.
Y'all haven't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
You've never even heard of the movie?
Oh,
really?
It's awesome.
Yeah, they like.
It was came out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Came out this
year.
Well,
no, last year.
Oh, because they.
It's 2023 right now.
No.
Oh, God. It's awesome. It's like action. It's action packed. It's super funny. It's.
And it tells a story.
Really dramatic.
Yeah. It was just like a really cool movie. It was very different. I've never seen a movie like that before.
Editing in that film is insane.
Yeah. It is wild.
I don't watch the Oscars because. All the clips, I'm like, I've never heard of it. Like, I just don't know anybody and I don't know any movies. Like, I just don't know about that world.
You should do it this year.
Like, I like to see what people wear and that's it.
I think people are so, are so
attracted.
They want to be a part of it or watch it so bad because they know every actor's dream is to win an Oscar. It's like that one thing that every actor or everybody in the industry wants to have on their shelf. It's because once you have it, you did it.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
You know what animals are smart, though?
Octopi.
Beluga whales. Did you see that video of the beluga whale picking up the girl's phone that dropped in the ocean?
Yeah.
Bring it right back up to her. Bro, I would hang that phone up. Hey, you want to see, you know what that phone is? The phone I lost in the ocean.
Right.
Deep sea
whale
ocean.
Picked it up.
You want to know how I got a whale?
That is unbelievable.
Beluga. The big forehead one, yeah.
You see the one whale that picked up the lady that was like, swimming and there was a shark coming to attack her.
That was a SeaWorld.
Wait, what?
There was this lady swimming in the ocean and a whale kept like coming up to her and she was just like getting like a little bit worried and it would like put her, like pick her up on her, like the back of the whale and was like lifting it up. She's like, what is going on? And then come to find out there was a shark circling her getting ready to attack. So the whale came in and like lifted her up to keep her safe.
But do whales have like motherly?
Yes.
But for any animal though?
I think they're just like incredibly intelligent.
That's
crazy.
Animals are truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
So people get scared of whales. They shouldn't be.
Just don't put a whale in a tank and try to train it and make it do backflips.
They kidnap Shamu and then they put him in a chlorine tank.
You know, I am fascinated by whale trainers. It's very, very sad. The deaths behind killer whales killing those people.
Every time I see a story like that, I always look at the comments because I'm genuinely interested in other people's views on like that world. And every single comment is always never on the trainer side, right? It's like, well, what did you fucking expect? You are swimming with a killer whale. But it's like, I genuinely think these trainers loved these animals.
Yeah.
They definitely loved it.
Right?
Like
it's horrible that they put them in these tanks, right?
But you are dancing with the devil every day.
If you know
a killer whale, all respect to the victims or the families of people who lost their lives to killer whale. But if you feel like, oh, sorry, because I think it's so sad that they died. But if you're around training killer whales for like 10 years, you wouldn't think like, yo, it's in a bad mood today. Like, I ain't getting in that tank with it. Like, they still do it. Like, I feel like they would have been like, I know the whale so well that it's not going to kill me, or this is a bad idea. Why were they still doing it?
I wouldn't even say bad mood. I think just bad 5 seconds. Like, it just takes one little, little feeling where the whale's like, oh, and the killer whales, a lot of the time, the killer whales are playing with them. They're not even trying to kill them.
They like toy with them.
They're toying
with
them.
They like pull them down underwater.
Like a dog biting you and playing with you. It's
like the people who own the tiger. The tiger killed him.
Yeah.
There was that one that was to kill a mockingbird. Oh gosh. There was the one that killed 3 trainers. Mm-hmm. And they still, but the thing is like, what are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe go give it back in the ocean.
But they were rid of it.
And he killed 3 and they still had him performing and doing flips.
That's insane to me. 3 deaths.
I'm pretty sure maybe it's even more.
When someone like in a workplace, like somebody dies of something. Okay, everybody gets together. We got to make sure this doesn't happen. We're going to change some shit around.
Yeah.
New trainer.
Right. No.
It's the trainer's fault.
The third trainer. Hey,
damn cat. It killed my family member. Get the cat out of here.
Exactly. Humane Society. Boom.
Be free.
Let's just hope that
somebody's going to adopt it.
I think so.
I told Heath, I was like, what if the neighbor, like, what our luck? What if the neighbor adopted the cat?
It's back up.
It's an outdoor cat.
You know what I love watching more than like, not that I love watching whale attacks, but alligators.
Yeah.
I love when trainers get an arm ripped off by an alligator.
Why?
I love it. Don't fucking open an alligator's mouth and stick your head in it. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Heath. I thought you were talking about just in general. Like, that's horrible.
No, not like just random. But like when they're like slapping it on the nose and they're like, watch this. That. This is how trained this it's not a trained, like, it's gonna attack you. Dude, my favorite, the guy put his head in the alligator and a bead of sweat dripped off of his nose and hit the tongue of the alligator, and that's what sent it, and it clamped on the guy's head.
Where are you seeing these videos?
Oh, I've seen that video before.
I go down these weird rabbit holes.
What's sad though too is like a lot of that line of work though, it's like the places that hire those people, they prey on like really poor people who are like uneducated to do that kind of stuff because they're the only ones who are dumb enough to do it.
No, Matt, like, no, these
watch
guys.
Tiger,
no,
you watch
no,
Tiger
these
King?
Guys, no, I know, I'm like, I, these people are like, they,
they're
I'm
like,
thinking
they're,
of people,
they're
no,
big
they're
animal
from like,
activists. Like, yeah, they're,
think about the people from in our high school. They go to school for years to be like, be a alligator trainer.
Like dance out. Like, I understand being like a zoologist and studying and serving alligators. But they're not picking these people up
from the streets. These are people that have been with animals.
I thought that was a huge segment in Tiger King where they talk about this line of work with working with exotic animals, the people that the lasso went for these.
I think Steve Irwin was the smartest
that's different
person on
than
the planet.
Like these places. Because they have that shit in Florida. What did they not? We went on a field trip.
There's people at our school.
And these guys are not like a fucking idiot. These are trained people. But like they think that like people want to see that shit. And I'm sure a lot of like people do, but it's just stupid. You're dancing with a devil. It's a show. It's a show that people are just like, oh, this is worth the $20 I just spent. Look at the guys in the his head's in the alligator's mouth.
Hell no.
Like you don't have to put your head in it.
Yeah.
I'll pay you
$20 not to do it.
But you know what, Heath? I bet you that fucking catalog when they're promoting the place, I'm sure that shot. Is that in the alligator? That's probably how they get people to go watch the show.
There was this one where it was like, oh, the alligator just saved the trainer's life from another alligator attack. And it was just like two alligators in the same pit. And this one alligator was coming up from behind. And the other one grabbed the trainer, bit it, and like ripped and threw the guy. And then it was just funny that the caption was like, saved it from the other one. But it literally attacked the guy. Oh my God.
Damn.
But like,
that's a perfect, like the perfect line for it. You're like, dancing with the devil.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Exactly. Like, I live by that line.
Yeah.
That is such a great line.
But Cirque du Soleil, do that 10 backflips in a row.
Yes.
I don't care. Like Cirque du Soleil people, I'm like, good job.
Do it.
But you know what? They have nets. Don't they have nets at those shows?
They can still fall like crazy, but they're so trained. They have it mastered down to a T. If they're going up and doing 5 backflips and landing on someone's shoulder, seems crazier than putting.
You remember the off-brand one we saw on the cruise? Where like the biggest, hold on, but the biggest stunt at this cruise ship Cirque du Soleil thing was a girl who took a ponytail and like wrapped her ponytail onto this thing and was just like, but it looked the same as the kids that have like the brain clamps.
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
Scoliosis.
Yeah. So they have their like head clamped in the metal and they're just like swinging like under. And it was the girl just doing that for like 20 minutes. We were just like,
stop.
Me and the man were sitting there drunk as fuck in the corner. We're just like, we just couldn't believe that this was the entertainment. Like
Remember the guy came out with the lights and was like,
I think I remember crying to Zane one day, like a year into us dating, you were going to take that job for a cruise ship and like go away for like 6 months. And I remember being like, dude, she leaves. I don't think I can handle it. Do you remember? Yeah. Cause you were
gonna, that's really sweet. I never knew that.
But just knowing that you'd be doing the ponytail on the cruise ship.
Not that I was going to miss you. I was just embarrassed for you. I didn't want people to take videos of you doing that.
I auditioned for Royal Caribbean. I think I would have been a step up there.
Yeah, they got a little bit.
Wait, what was the cruise ship we went on?
Royal Caribbean.
Trouble of the Seas.
I still liked it. The food wasn't good, but
Daniel, you know what Danielle told me? She's like, oh, you just got to go on a good cruise.
No, there are good cruises.
Yes.
But like
cruises are
not many.
Cruises are underrated. I think they're so affordable, and you can go to different destinations.
But how can they? Like, I know we went on an Alaska one, right? Not the, you know, it's not like a tropical one. I'm sure a tropical one is much more fun than like a cold Alaskan cruise. But like, how is it any of a better?
There's just
experience in what we had on.
I don't know exactly what you guys went on, but there are so many activities and clubs to be a part of when you're on a cruise and you meet so many people. And there's just like there's different restaurants and there's water slides and zip lining.
There's like better wave newer pools. Built. Yeah.
They have games every day. Like it's just like, it's very,
you know, didn't have a lot. You know what? They didn't have a lot.
They didn't. And a lot of our stuff was closed down. Like all the ice cream machines were broken. I bet you
set me off.
If we had soft serve on demand, I think you would have been like, that cruise was pretty banging.
Everything was working except for the soft serve.
The best. At like 2 a.m. where you're like, I'm going to go get some soft serve.
You also have to put your mindset into enjoying a cruise. You can't, like, you know what I mean? Like you have to, there was nights where we were like, you have to like.
Yeah, you have to embrace the hilarity of just, this is silly, like but we're going to make it fun.
Like, never would we ever like be here in Venice and enjoy a Congo line. You know what I mean? That's not something we're just gonna be like, but when you're on a cruise, you do a Congo around the, around the pool. And like, you embrace how tacky, but like, it's fun.
But I don't know, the cheaper it gets.
Dane, I want to go people, on that.
I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I don't know. Okay, yes, that does look fun, but there's something to me.
But why do I feel like when you're actually in there, it looks dirty.
I totally get that it's not for everybody. I think cruises are just my speed. Like, I don't really...
Yeah.
There's so many different layers to it, and you meet so many, like, different people.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't mind meeting, like, an older, like, 80-year-old couple there for their anniversary. I would say hi to them every day. Like,
We had cigars. You're an old spirit.
Yeah.
Like, your spirit is older.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people...
A lot of people think there's something wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Were there kids on our cruise?
Um,
yeah,
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Yeah, you can also like go on different like week trips. They'll have like we ended up on the Indian cruise.
Oh yeah, like 70% of the passengers were Indian.
And it was
like
a big Indian. That's why all the food was Indian catered too. Towards Indian food.
I'm not gonna lie, I fucking loved it. Loved it.
But yeah, you could do like they do like older cruises, you know.
Oh and
yeah,
the stops like, are so nice. Like I went, I was a kid when I went on, but we did Carnival Cruise Line, which is supposed to be like not the best one. We had a blast. We went to Puerto Rico, yeah. Right. We went to Tortola, St. Thomas, and it's just like every beach is different. It's just, I don't know. I love the idea of doing it.
It's a good experience to see a bunch of things.
Yeah.
There's some cruises though where I've been like EDM cruises. Like
that's a wild.
That's
crazy.
You're like,
that they have that.
Nah, like I ain't getting on a boat with a bunch of rave heads.
Or those like beer cruises where like everyone's just fucked up the entire, like that sounds like a nightmare.
You'll see clips on TikTok and it's just like, yo, that is not where I want to be
hanging. Have you seen those TikToks or the cruise where it's like everyone's just redneck trashed?
They seem like they're over capacity.
Oh yes.
Every ticket is sold.
Zoom into that, Jordan. Look at that.
That looks insane. They have like a whole mall inside.
Yeah, there's like shopping. Like you guys went in the winter. What do you expect?
It's a cruise. All right. No, it's like,
I don't know. I like
them. I think I'm with you
on this one. Like it's.
It's also when I was a kid, I would be like, Mom, can we fucking please go on a cruise? My dad was like, we are not doing it. But then I'm glad the Alaskan cruise. But I don't know. Sometimes
I'm a cynical. Overly fed.
It's for the newlywed, the nearly dead, and the overly fed. Is
great
for cruises. All respect though to people who do go to cruises.
Did you guys hear about the?
We were on the Norwegian cruise line.
The Norwegian cruise line.
That's what we were.
Those are nice.
See, that was nice. I like a little nice.
Did you guys hear about that? Something happened on the cruise where this lady got attacked, right? Or it was really bad. She got she got beat up. On a cruise line.
But another passenger?
By either a crew member. It was they were on the cruise ship that mm-hmm. who she got beat up from. And I think they robbed her too. And they couldn't do anything about it because it was on international waters. They were in a certain section.
There's gotta be something.
Which I think is insane.
It wasn't like a certain jurisdiction for anybody to be.
Exactly. But it's like, where's there a law where like that ship is considered like an American like vessel? Right. So anything that happens on the ship is.
If you're on a plane and somebody attacks somebody.
Yeah. What if I cause a scene on JetBlue in the middle of fucking the Pacific Ocean? No, but you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's a cruise line. It's you're transporting a ton of passengers and you have to do everything you can to make it safe.
They can't do anything about it. Or you can't press charges that somebody beat you up on a cruise. Is that what I'm hearing or I'm confused?
Let me look it up.
Yeah. I'm guessing that they legally can't arrest or detain you for something.
But every passenger has to sign something on a cruise that they agree to sense of civility.
What I'm thinking it is you might not be able to like detain them while they're on the ship because it's international water, but when you get back, I'm sure they're gonna have something. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
But speaking of, did you see the guy on the plane that lost it and like tried to stab the stewardess with like a spoon?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he said he was like taking over the plane.
Yeah, there was one line that he said that I was like, that crazy. Just put him in jail.
It left out of LA, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have fainted. I would have just like, if that was happening, I would have been like.
Was that in the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
They had to stop in somewhere else to.
Watching that, he didn't like seem that, like he. Yeah, it was like pretty terrible, like what he said. But like you knew as you're watching, like they're gonna take him down. Like nothing will happen, right? It's just crazy that one line he said. He's just in jail long. Yeah. For imagine your record attempt of hijacking a commercial airline. You are so fucked,
dude. I wish it was a TV show where just like people go back and follow up with everybody who freaks out on plane and go, so what happened there? What happened there?
Where are you at?
Give us a goddamn answer.
Like a redemption.
Or just someone going, well, I lost it. Or I want them to be like, still to either show that they're sorry or to show that they're still crazy.
Give them a chance.
I know I have to respect people's privacy, but gosh, that is the junk TV I want to watch. Is just going back up to people who have public freakouts and go, "Aren't you this person? What happened? What happened?"
If I had a public freakout like that and I had a chance to redeem myself, I would 100% be on the show. That's why I think a show like that could be successful.
Who did that? The redemption, was that?
Oh, Daniel Tosh?
Or yeah,
I think it would have been Tosh. Right.
But it would be like, it wouldn't be like shit like that. It would be more like a stunt gone wrong, yeah. I think, right? More.
Did you see the pilot that nose dove the plane down because he thought he was going to hit Venus?
What?
Huh?
Yo.
A commercial?
Wait, is this like, yeah. is this recently?
This is a commercial pilot. I guess he put autopilot on and he overslept and he like woke up in a panic and said he was about, like, he thought he was gonna, he was crying.
Oh, was he like dreaming?
Oh,
like,
probably.
Dude, oh, Jesus.
Type in pilot nosedive to avoid Venus.
And people, how many people were on the plane?
It was a full flight.
What? Oh, wait.
Air Canada pilot mistakenly thought the planet Venus was an aircraft and then sent the airliner into a nosedive toward the Atlantic to avoid an imaginary collision.
Oh my.
Oh, he must have been asleep.
2012.
Yo, that's crazy.
Do you think they sent him home for the week or he lost his job?
You have to be fired.
Of course. That dude, that's jail time. That's attempted fucking murder. That's insane.
I didn't even think about that happening. I know you have like a co-pilot, but like when people fall asleep, you wake up and do crazy.
That's true.
2012 or I see 2 days ago in 2012.
Did you watch the Malaysian
TikTok 2 days ago? That's why. Look at that. That's how we get our news now.
Yeah, we're late, man.
Did you watch the Malaysian flight documentary?
I did. I watched the first two episodes. So much more than I thought. Like,
Does it go into everything?
At the end of like everything. Each episode, it really like leans into like one theory about what they think really happened, right?
It was pretty like, so they get into all the technical stuff of like certain machines that were on the plane that like the satellites were able to detect where the plane went. And every episode, a guy gives his theory on what could have happened. And they show you like, just like the kind of the blueprint of the plane, like what the guy possibly did or what the pilot did. Really, really interesting. Haven't gone to the third episode, but I'm guessing.
They never recovered the black box, right?
No.
For the plane?
Wow.
No.
But it is definitely an interesting,
the pieces of it. Something, but then there's like weird. Well, I think it's either the thing is like, did the pilot purposely like take it down, or I just don't think he had like ill intentions or any really dark connections. I don't think
the pilot had ill intentions.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, or they think
seats, their flotation devices.
Because I think though it was truly
a nose dive deep down
into the Indian Ocean where there's nothing.
I wonder how deep that airplane, like that plane could go down. Going full force nosedive into the ocean.
How is there not one piece that
exploded? It has. They have found a few pieces from it that finally showed up. And then that's what kind of confirmed that it's not like, because then some people thought like, oh, it was hijacked and land in Kazakhstan. And that
I think that whole Russian thing that was kind of weird too.
Still alive, and that they had a phantom like path.
That was wild. Something weird about people, their phones were ringing. It wasn't like it was like disconnected. You know what I mean? Like if the phone is off or dead.
Some people were calling the passengers and the phones were continuing to ring. But I think also international phones are like different on like when it rings to when it truly disconnects.
Yeah, they got into that a little bit, but really? They didn't really dive much into that.
Such a mystery.
But like what was interesting, I don't know if they went more into it in the third episode, but the Malaysian airline flight just 2-3 months later getting shot down by like Russia.
Yes.
The whole commercial airline getting shot down. Boom. Everybody dead. Just months later after the disappearance and obviously they went into, maybe it was something.
It's really interesting. Dark. I have not watched the third episode.
I haven't either.
I thought you had, but.
No, I haven't either, but.
It's just so crazy.
And it's really you just can't sad even make too.
Sense. It's for the families of just trying to like know what exactly happened.
Over 323 families all just like don't know what the hell happened.
And there's also political frustration between China and Malaysia in them wanting answers and them thinking that they weren't being fully honest. I think there's a bit of like cultural tension there that like caused so much confusion. just between those two sides. But oh,
yo, aren't airplanes crazy?
Yeah, I still can't believe
it. Terrifying.
I feel like we swerve to airplanes every episode.
And you know what? We should.
And because, right before we have a flight.
Yeah, right? Okay, one more. The Lufthansa flight.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of the Lufthansa flight? Bro, it looked like it did a corkscrew.
No.
In the air?
Bro, everything. It looked like Final Destination 1. Remember that scene?
Where all the stuff fell? That happened recently.
The plane had to nosedive because of turbulence,
right?
It was the turbulence was at like 100%, right? I think this may have been the flight that my McConaughey's wife was on. I'm not sure. Maybe it was. I know she was on a flight that was like really, really bad turbulence. Matthew McConaughey, yeah. But this flight, dude, and
so what happened with this one?
The turbulence added
passengers asked to delete photos and videos of it.
No way.
I don't think, was it this one?
Yeah, this is the Lufthansa one. Yeah.
That looks like it did a corkscrew. Look at all that.
Wow.
The lady was saying, she posted a TikTok about it. The lady was saying that everybody was so out of their seats. Everybody had their seatbelts on. Everybody was up in the air like this and all the food was going under them. Like imagine that much turbulence on a flight. I've never felt like I was moving that much in turbulence. Doesn't matter how bad it was.
On those like zero gravity planes, like that kind of like a situation where, because it's like the vomit rocket, those people who are experiencing zero gravity on this plane, because the plane goes up and then just dives down and then
it's falling at the same speed.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
Every time something like this happens on like a airline, it's always like random fucking airlines or planes,
Lufthansa,
right?
Lufthansa is pretty popular.
It's pretty popular. Yes. Okay. I've just never heard anything like this happen in JetBlue. You know?
JetBlue hasn't been around that long.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, like, it's not like it is like American Airlines. Like, the U.S. had like a lot of planes that crashed. Like, I feel like in the 80s and 90s a lot from like a lot of big ones.
Well, yeah, like, I understand back then because.
But also, these are international planes who are experiencing crazy different jet streams. Like,
we are about to fly international.
We will be just fine.
Over the Pacific.
On ANA.
I've gone to Fiji. I've been to Australia.
What the fuck is ANA Airlines?
Oh boy.
You're gonna be just fine.
Oh boy.
You're gonna be just
fine. We get on our seat as a like a lawn chair. Oh man.
Oh boy.
We'll be okay.
I'm really, really excited though. I can't freaking wait. And oh, the sushi's gonna be so good. Oh my god. You know what people were telling me? What people were saying? The sushi out there is better, it's 10 times better than the best sushi in the most expensive restaurant out here.
Just like average sushi out there?
Yeah. Just like their shit, because it's just so fresh and it's made just so authentically. And I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait to have ramen.
Oh.
Imagine how the ramen's going to be out there. Oh, boy.
I'm excited for junk. Junk in Japan.
You know what? I feel like I'm not going to have too many sweets out there. So I think
I
might be too.
I'm excited to see 7-Eleven out there and all their little snacks too.
I want fluffy pancakes. Yeah. I want boba. Yeah. I want like candy.
Just like pastries.
I want the fish. With the ice cream and
Sorry.
Yeah, it looks like an ice cream cone, but it's like the
Okay.
That's what I want.
Ooh! What if I find my wife out there?
Little Japanese thing.
A little lost in translation. I gotta watch that.
My little Japanese.
I gotta watch some Japanese movies tonight.
I watched Bullet Train to get in the mood.
Oh yeah. I mean, nice. The whole thing's on a train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we're gonna be riding one.
Based
of those.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna watch it.
It's pretty cool. And they talk about like cities that we're gonna be going to.
Japanese people listening to this.
They're like,
bullet train.
Take the train all the way to Kyoto. Get off in Kyoto. I'm like, that's what we're gonna be doing.
Are you excited about the cherry blossoms?
Look at that, Zane.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Cherry blossoms, yeah, very fired up. There's like the things that.
Yeah, very fired up. Awesome. It's gonna be great.
The thing is like, I'm looking forward to experiencing it, but I'm not definitely making it like the thing because I think. I'm always just like checked in with like my level of like when you travel places, you get your hopes up for something. It's never what you expect it to be. Mm-hmm. So it's more about like your journey and your own experience. That's what I'm like looking forward to.
Hey, whatever you feel, Matt.
You're not going to like go off and leave us, right?
No, but I'm excited for, I am excited for the cherry blossoms for sure.
Dude, I'm going to be a fucking ninja out there.
What do you mean?
I'm just going to be a ninja. Like, I feel like I'm just going to be like, like all over the city.
We're not going to be like Logan Paul out there. Remember Logan
Paul?
No,
about the respect. No, 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 no.
What the about fuck the are you doing, Logan Paul? That is still...
I know, he's grown. He's apologized.
That is some crazy shit.
That was crazy, though. That was wild. He knows. That was fucking wild.
It's about the respect.
He should have named his podcast that.
What?
Apologies in advance.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, how about that?
That is good. I want to put the wooden shoes on, and I want to have like, well, you know those.
Can you wear the wooden shoes? Do they give them to you?
I want to have like the fake wooden like training sword.
Yeah.
And I want to have like an actual battle.
With the real ninja.
I just want to like just hold like a wooden sword and do like the.
Yeah.
Maisie Williams it. Artist Stark it. I respect that.
Yo, that Kermacha is still so good.
I'm glad you like it.
You guys definitely should check it out.
Source.
I mean it. It's so good.
From Japan, by the way.
It's damn good.
Hey, that for you.
Are you all signing off?
I wanted you to be silent for at least 30 seconds.
Can we have a moment of silence for
Flo? I wanted to make him look like he was going, or seem like he was going crazy. I wanted to gaslight Matt for.
Come on, let's do it. Sign off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Go, Matt, go.
It's 9:50. I want to go.
No, go.
But
sign
I know,
off,
but
Matt.
We got to. What?
Sign off.
Thank you guys so much for watching Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Be sure to check out their Kermacha starter kit. It is so good. And not only that, if you're maybe like, hey, you know what, Matt, matcha really isn't my thing, that is okay. There is an amazing selection of blends for you to choose from on Kermoda. Please go and support their business. Also, if you haven't already, check out the Patreon. We have so many great episodes, bonus episodes, the hangouts that we do right after each episode, and a couple of like live Q&A things that they've done as well. We've got some really great stuff coming up for you guys. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts here at Unfiltered for watching and being here with us, and always stay with us. We love you guys so much. Big kisses and peace out.
Crazy. Thank you, Matt. That was beautiful.
Very good.
Appreciate it. All right, guys, we love you so much. Of course, you can check out this podcast every Monday on the Google Podcasts, on Spotify, on Pandora, on Apple Podcasts. On Mondays and on Tuesdays, we post a video form of this podcast on youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesdays.
And again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check that out as well.
$5 a month. Boom.
And you get access to everything we've ever posted.
Ow! Anything else to end, Mariah? You'll be the last shot.
That's it.
Wow.
Ciao.
Very good.
Chicken noodle soup.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.